Coach, you're the first one, first coach I've talked to that actually played during the spring season. So I wanted to get your thoughts on playing in the spring and how unusual that was, even though you ended up with a state title, had to have a different feeling.
Yeah, it was a little different, but I think our kids were, I mean, we went into practice this week and we're way ahead of where we were before, you know, not having that, 7 month layoff, 9 month layoff. And our younger kids got a lot of experience during the year, during the spring season, which I think helped us a little bit.
And so your thought is the quick turnaround is not going to be a factor. In fact, it'll probably be a positive one.
Yeah, I think it's a lot easier. Our kids retained a lot more information, you know, from the spring. We finished May 13th. So we only had like 2 months off, really. So I think our kids retained a lot more.
And then with camp, were you one of those few teams that got a chance to compete in the summer, or did you have your camp last week here to help prep for the season?
We had our camp last week. We didn't think it was feasible, and our kids had fair that week when we were going to go to Western. I wouldn't have had five or six kids, so I don't think it would have helped as much.
All right. And you're very young. You told me off air you just have one senior on your roster this year.
Yeah, we have one senior, nine or ten juniors, but our juniors played a lot. I mean, and our quarterback position, that Vazani kid stepping into quarterback, and he played as a freshman at quarterback. He played a little bit last year, sparingly, but it was hard to replace Weston Hill because he played so good for us.
Yeah, Weston Hill's a key loss. Grant Arulanis, Robert Walter, Antonio Mulcher. You had a very talented senior group that pushed you to the title last spring.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to miss those boys a lot. I mean, they all three of them started for 3 years, so it's hard. The thing that's hard to replace is experience. You know what I mean? I mean, kids that play for 3 years, the game slows down a lot for them.
But you've been in this spot before. I mean, Honey has always had, it seems like, talented senior guys and always have deep runs into the playoffs, and yet the next year you come and you find other kids to step in.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to work a little harder. I mean, we're nine deep right now, and then we got some – I mean, we start two sophomores, so we got freshmen after that, and we're going to have to find a way to get them experience in games, early in games. I mean, early in the season. So if we do make a playoff run, they can step up during the playoffs. But it's going to be tough to replace that senior class.
Yeah, and they have to adapt quickly because John Maul's your first one. That's who you played in the spring championship game. And then a group called Sedgwick County is your second opponent. They're pretty good. So your guys are going to step right into it right away.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we don't shy away from playing competition. And John Maul, they lost some kids, so it's going to be a little different for them. But Sedgwick lost some kids, a little different from them. But Sedgwick's got coaching on their side, and they got – playoff experience, and they got tradition, which is really going to help them.
And then what's your thoughts about the extended Arc Valley? I know we were going to do that last year where we had a big league there in the Southeast and filled with a lot of good tradition-rich programs. We hopefully will get a crack at that. So what's your thought about that this year, working through such a deep and big league?
Oh, it's going to be tough, especially our last three games. I mean, we go to Holly, then we have Crowley and Fowler at home at the end of the year, so hopefully between there our kids can get experience, you know, before we play those big three games. But it's going to be a tough league. I mean, Crowley's supposed to be pretty good. I know they got new coaching. I think it's Tuff Gibson. He used to play at he played at Marino back in 2010. We coached against him, and he has some eight-man experience, and Fowler's always decent. I think Holly's going to be the team to beat in our league. I mean, they're loaded with athletic kids, and they got a little bit of experience, and they got like 32 kids out for football. It's going to really help them.
All right. What's it going to take for your farmers, though, to contend with those teams you mentioned for a league title and get into the playoffs?
We got to get better each week, and we got to stay away from injury. And, I mean, we just got to get experienced on the front end of our schedule with all our young kids, and hopefully it pans out from there.
COVID on your radar at all this fall?
Oh, yeah, you're always going to worry about that. You never know what the heck's going to happen with this COVID. I mean, it's just tough times, and I think we just got to play through it this year, and whatever happens, happens. I mean, I don't think you can worry about it because you can't control it. So, I mean, we'll just play it week by week all the time.